According to Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller, the pre-proposals for RCPP in value are about $2.9 billion.
Unfortunately, we only have $400 million, which sounds like a lot of money, but this means it's going to be an extremely competitive program.
He explains why the new RCPP is unique and popular.
It puts the partners in the driver's seat, and they're the ones that, number one, identify what needs to happen. They identify where it needs to occur. They identify who they want to work with. They identify the mix of different programs and resources they need to take action in their community. So they're really then designing the project, scoping it, and they're attracting other organizations to the cause. And what you're seeing unfold then is a broad network of organizations, nonprofits, government agencies, for-profit companies coming together and working along a reach of a river, in a wetland area, in a forest ecosystem, and looking at how they can collaborate and meet on the ground and take actions that benefits local landowners and local communities.
So all of those proposals have been pared down to 350 invited to submit full proposals by October 2nd, and those will be awarded later this fall. And Chief Weller says because of the response and applications,
we're going to, in this fall, then turn around and immediately reopen the application process for next year. So we're not going to wait a long time. We're going to hopefully pivot immediately right back into the next competitive round.
To learn more, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.